From the blue-green waters of Clater Lake to the hiking trails of the NRV, AM Hodgepodge is on the air.
Here are your hosts, Keith Weldens and Mark Tapp. All right, New River Valley. Welcome to AM Hodgepodge. This is Mark Tapp with Keith Weldens. And
I'm watching it right now.
Which one are you watching?
Both.
Oh, Gary Glitter.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching him play on Dick Clark or something like that.
And that was 1973?
72. 72. Was when that came out.
So
now the fun part is I remember even what it is.
I'm impressed. How did you come about that? I mean,
it's just such an easy one to remember. It's like I couldn't tell you another song he did, nor may it not even matter.
You don't want to know. Yeah,
but I do know it's Gary Glitter, and it's Rock and Roll Part Two, is the with no words.
Yeah. And if somebody's out there listening thinking, what the heck are they talking about? Do you think most people know what Gary Glitter Rock and Roll is?
I hope so. They'll find out in a little bit.
Okay. So we'll play this in one of our segments.
Yeah. Right. So when we were talking earlier, and this will date the show, but when we were talking earlier about the moon and the sun eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
You seriously never saw it once?
Nope.
Last week. I saw it quite a few times.
I was working.
Oh, gosh.
You remember the place you left that day?
Yeah.
That's where I was staying.
It doesn't mean I wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just left. But I'd actually had it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like weeks.
I've got 2044 marked off.
That's perfectly fine. No, I had it on for weeks because it was fluttered back and forth that the school system might let the kids out early, mm-hmm. Kind of back and forth. Your daughter may have actually been told that. And
well, she was out anyways. Right. She was doing a track meet that day, okay. So she was out anyways. I think Radford had school that day.
They did.
But Pulaski County pulled their kids out.
Yeah. There were certain districts that pulled kids out because they were concerned with riots or bad behavior.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems to me like that would just be an ongoing concern,
mm-hmm.
in school systems today.
Yeah.
Riots.
That could be.
Bad behavior.
I did get some really cool pictures. So my sister-in-law, which actually happens to have the exact same name as my wife, so they're both Julie Weltons, is...
Is that weird?
No. But she's a photographer, so she staged her camera. They live in Austin, and man, there's some incredible pictures.
Yeah, I actually talked to a client earlier in the week, and she lived in Arizona and knew some people in Texas that said that they experienced the full total eclipse, and it was pretty neat. And you know, I don't know. It's not life-changing, but it is kind of cool. I remember 2017 when it came through here, and it was near full.
Yeah.
I don't know, 75% or 80% or something, and it's pretty cool just to be able to witness a solar or an event like that.
Yeah.
That's you can really see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, anymore it's with age and light pollution, it's getting harder and harder to see anything in the sky.
Look at this one. This was taken by
we're going to share this on Facebook.
A fellow photographer in Texas. That's
amazing.
That's over a bluebonnet field.
That's truly amazing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then I'll show you hers. This is hers.
Yeah.
And then that one's really cool right here. Look at the rings around it. You see it?
Yeah. I think they call that thing at the bottom the diamond.
Yeah, or the ruby
diamond
or something.
Diamond ring or something. So yeah. We'll
and
have
then,
to post
and
those
then this
on
was,
Facebook.
This was, and you can kind of see the little on that there too.
Now here's the thing. That looks awesome. But you really couldn't witness that if you were looking at it in person because you had the funny goggles on.
Yeah, so she had the camera that with the correct lens on and everything else.
So the camera can pick it up real nice.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were saying that if you took your phone, did you read about that? If you took your phone because of the glass and you took another person's phone, you could take the picture off of the glass. Mm-hmm. And some people showed me and of the one here that we had,
so
and it was really good.
Filming it live on their phone.
No, it just took a picture.
Okay.
So once it was on here, it took a picture, and it showed the cloud cover. It showed the ring. It showed everything. It was really, really, really cool. Well, welcome, everybody. That was enough about that. This is Keith Welton's Mark Tapp, Nielsen Name Hodgepodge show for you guys, including the solar eclipse. What we're going to do in our first segment here is definitely we're going to talk about beer. And so this was a beer, once again, from the convenient gas station in Radford. And this was one of the ones that we were talking about. I actually like this Crimson Crew.
Crew.
I like it. Do you?
Yeah, it's pretty refreshing.
It's refreshing.
It's got that. It is crimson in color.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty. You mentioned that when you poured it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still amber, but it's got sort of redness to it. It's tart.
But it says red ale.
Yeah, but not overly tart. It's not.
Correct.
It's not shandy tart.
No way, Jose.
So it's really it's one that you could. You could have a couple of these.
Yes. I think it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like
really a good summer beer.
Flat out delicious. Yeah. The other thing is with this beer is the...
That's Dogfish.
It's Dogfish. Yeah. We kind of talked about this. But I wanted to play directly into the ball over beer.
Okay. So...
You got that ready?
Let's see if I can pull this off here.
Okay.
Ball over beer.
Hey, it's playing.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. All right.
Our soundboard's down, so
yeah,
I gotta do everything.
There you go.
All right.
So one of the things I was going to say is we had the NCAA tournaments. It just ended. And
were you going to say that you won?
No.
The bracket? You weren't going to say
I'm really looking forward to the prize, which I'm sure is going to involve some beer. So that's going to be great. So I'm looking forward to that. That being said, there was a couple of quick stats that I thought were thrown out that were very, very intriguing. So the championship game of the women's Final Four, so the championship game, was the highest rated basketball game. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Highest rated basketball game, men or women, pro or college, in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was also by far and away the highest women's ever.
And one of the highest, it would have been one of the highest watched sports games in history.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So there's this conversation that says, well, what is up? Like, why is this?
Yeah.
And do you care to guess?
Well, I've got, my personal belief is it's an amazing demonstration as to how important personalities are in sports.
Sure, absolutely.
And without the two women, and I can't tell you I know what they look like, but I can't tell you who they were. One was LSU. And,
now, that was the semifinals, you see.
Yeah.
So the semifinals before was the highest, and then the finals was the highest.
Yeah, and so you bring a couple of ladies into the game that have, I don't want to say polarizing personalities, but very competitive personalities, and they're out there. They're just sort of like, hey, this is who I am. And I'm not going to apologize for it, and it draws viewers in.
Yeah. So that's not it.
Okay.
But it's a good guess. So the connector that they found was it was also the highest sports betting for a basketball game.
Well, why would somebody want to vote? Why would people be more inclined to bet on a women's game than on a men's game?
So, Caitlin Clark, the Iowa basketball player, she scores a lot of points. And so the sports line for a lot of players is, you know, over or under 20 points or 25 points, which is still a lot of points. Hers is over or under 30.
That's my average.
Yeah. So if you remember when Michael Jordan was winning scoring titles, he was that 31 to 33, 34 points a game average, right? But he didn't get it every one. So it hasn't. We haven't really had anyone since that time. Certainly, it's a season here or two. But she has done this so consistently that it makes it for an easy bet line. To the point, you ready for this? Vegas stopped accepting bets for 30 points because the house knew they were going to lose on that.
So they were betting on her ability to average to hit her
average.
Okay.
Yeah,
not necessarily a win or a loss.
Correct. And Vegas is was so tired of paying out to that, regardless of how bad they made the odds.
Yeah.
They were always paying out because everyone would take that bet. Right? So they changed up all of these bettings so that you could bet on so many different other things. You know, the number of turnovers, the number of rebounds, shots on goal, whatever, right? Minutes played, overtime versus not. So there was a tremendous amount. Because when they went into the demographics as to who watched the game, it was the same. It was still more than 80% male.
Right.
So it wasn't a new viewing audience that watched it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same viewing audience, however, watching one game that they could bet on, and the house took away the most common bet profile. So they were having to bet on in many different ways. Now, where they're thinking this is going to be transformational is in the future, how Vegas allows for additional betting, because they did make it clear they were losing money on that. The second is, and this is, I know the segment's kind of over, but when it comes to the value of Clark, now that she's going to go and play at the professional level, her value has been elevated simply because she did not win a championship. So her value to the WNBA actually increased to the team that gets her, because that would be her first championship.
Right.
She didn't win one in college. And so they've continually talked about that, how America loves an underdog. America likes to root. They don't like to win, to root for the same team over and over and over and over and over. It's talking about the Yankees and the Cowboys. I mean, these teams, even if they're not winning them, UConn, you just view them with the same ilk. She had never done that. Iowa had never done that. Now she carries on to another level. She's clearly going to be drafted by a team that's never won it. And so that cachet, no different than Michael Jordan did it with the Chicago Bulls. And then you had LeBron James do it with the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's this never done it before. Let's see if you can do it now at the next level. Yeah. So there was that secondary level.
So now that she's in the WNBA. And she's still scoring 30 points.
Right.
Well, first of all, do you think she can score 30? I would imagine she can still score 30
points. Yeah, just put them up.
You think that men will start watching her games?
For the betting part.
Betting on it?
Yeah, for the betting part. And that's where...
So then the WNBA is going to be lobbying the betting groups.
Well, that's where...
to keep that as
So that's where Vegas... in these betting apps and stuff are really licking their chops, is they now have a female ball season that is not running, it does not run parallel with the men's.
Right.
So there is this additional ability to bet. and actually have someone that people know immediately, right? I mean, if you, most people, if they had to list five WNBA players, they're like, zero. Mm-hmm. I got none. Yeah. Or the names that they might give up, they've been retired for 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. So you think that if those girls were scoring 30 points per game and had no personality?
No, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
No. And that's because the way that she scores and the way that she plays is more, they call it freestyle, but I would call it more park.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being outside.
Yeah.
You're just willing to
grind it out
and let it rip too.
Gritty. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, rebound, turn, flip the ball up the court, go full speed, and when you want yours, just shoot. Don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a different style, but
that's kind of a more fun style.
It is. It's a lot more fun, but the point that I'll kind of end with on that is that the same viewers that view the men's is the same viewers that watch the women's. So it's not a new audience. Which that
doesn't surprise.
That's the part that the WNBA has been trying to change, is to bring in this a larger portion of a female audience.
Yeah.
They've been unable to do it. Who knows? Maybe the men will actually bring the females in instead of the females bringing the men in. But from a betting perspective, that's where the world, the economic world, is kind of looking.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's that whole desire for the underdog to win thing.
100%.
That blew my bracket up.
Yeah. That's why everyone loses, because you bet with your heart.
Yeah.
You bet with your heart instead of your wallet, right?
Yeah. As long as we're talking about basketball and the tournament, this is something I didn't know about. So are you... are you aware that you and I are both, and everybody listening, is entitled to a free mug root beer?
I did not. Where at? A&W?
So Pepsi.
No, that's A&W root beer. Yeah, so where's the
Pepsi
mug?
Pepsi owns a mug.
Okay.
And Pepsi said that if any team with a puppy or a dog as a mascot won the tournament, that they would give everybody a free mug.
Oh, so Huskies.
Yeah. So to get your free mug, you text free mug to 737-377-3774.
Are you going to do it right now?
I think I'm going to do it, because I'm curious. I just want to know how are they going to get it to me? Are they really going to ship one can?
Let's just see if I can't make this thing happen. What's that number?
So it's
737-377-3774,
and you text free mug, M-U-G. Okay. And, yeah.
Free mug.
So you probably learned that, number one, Pepsi owned mug today. And that you're entitled to. Do you want to take a guess at how many teams there are in the tournament that have dogs as mascots?
12.
I was close. It's actually 17.
17.
So that's, I mean, that, I think Pepsi just kind of knows they're going to be giving out some free mug.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when they do that.
It says you can text help at any time. You must text terms. And review the terms, but it does say congratulations, you've unlocked some great savings. So I type terms, and let's see what this is.
I think maybe you'll just get a buy five, get one free kind of coupon.
Yeah. Now, what's funny is it looks like it's going to be sent from Amazon.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. It's going to get, they're going to, Amazon's going to send one. Great. Please text us the clear picture of your, you have to buy one and then you get a rebate.
Mm-hmm.
That's
tricky.
What it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it says, please take a great picture of your entire receipt. So you have to buy the mug and then you get a free mug.
So I was kind of hoping they'd just send one can.
There you go.
Right. Well,
I'm now on the mailer.
So are you going to even do it?
I'm on the mailer at this point. I'm not going to do it. All right. Well, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and do you got any more news?
I mean, we could go into some stuff. You want to maybe take a quick break and come back for 5 minutes?
Let's do that. I'm a little disappointed right there. All right. You're listening to
AM Hodgepodge.
On the floors of Tokyo, down in London town's a go-go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, in the crowded lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself.